Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Naomi Takes America. I'm so excited to keep talking to my friends and learning about American life. Watch me grow like a Tamagotchi. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Can you please introduce yourself?
I'm Nadia Okamoto, and I run August. We make tampons and pads. Mm-hmm. I've been passionate about periods for a really long time. I make TikToks about periods. Yeah. I talk about periods. I'm currently on my period. Yeah.
Yeah. Period is very sensitive mm-hmm. in Japan.
Yeah.
But America too?
I mean, there's definitely a period stigma, like mm-hmm. still not the most open conversation, mm-hmm. probably more advanced than Japan.
Yeah.
But just because I think that around reproductive rights and sort of the social progress around that. Mm-hmm. But there are things that the U.S. still has a lot of work to do around. Mm-hmm. Like we still have the tampon tax in like 22 states, and there's still a lot of lack of accessibility to period care for a lot of people as well.
Why you start business?
I started my career about 10 years ago when I was 16. I started this nonprofit called Period. Mm-hmm. And I started it because I was just really passionate about period poverty and mm-hmm. was learning about this issue around what do menstruators do if they're homeless or low income and don't have access to period products and what do they have to use. Mm-hmm. So I was really passionate about that and then learning just about, you know, kind of how period products, tampons and pads yeah. aren't as free and accessible for everybody. And at the time, 40 of 50 states in the U.S. had the tampon tax, which is a sales tax on period products, considering them like luxury goods. Mm-hmm. So, I got really passionate about it, started this nonprofit that grew very quickly. And then I wrote a book about it a few years ago. I brought you a copy and then started this company, August, mm-hmm. that makes tampons and pads that are more sustainable and period positive and gender inclusive. Started a few years ago. Next year is my 10-year work anniversary.
What?
Crazy.
Wow. You started at 16?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Amazing. Pads, tampons is in US is not free?
No.
No.
In Scotland, period products are free for anybody. In schools.
In Bali?
Yeah. It's completely government-funded accessibility to products.
Yeah.
I think the issue here is that period products here, mm-hmm. you have to pay for them. Mm-hmm. But for a lot of people in the United States who are experiencing, I mean, similar to everywhere, like poverty in general, mm-hmm. when period products could be $10 to $20 a month, mm-hmm. can be inaccessible. And so for all the people with periods, like imagine getting, do you get a period?
Yes.
Okay, so imagine getting a period and not having any tampons or pads or anything.
So scary.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah. Always very red.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. And I think a lot of it too is just how do you, you know, create conversation about it so there's not so much embarrassment.
Yes.
You know, like, have you ever hid a tampon or a pad up your sleeve
mm-hmm.
and you like hide it and you like go to the bathroom and you don't want anybody to see it? And so I feel like a lot of what we're trying to do is just say, hey, this is totally normal and natural and we can talk about it mm-hmm. and it's not something to be ashamed of. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really big part of our work. And then also just making sure that there's open education around it, because period education, and I think this is an issue in, mm-hmm. I mean, Japan as well, you yeah. can talk about it, but like, we meet too many young menstruators every single day who mm-hmm. start their period without really knowing what a period is.
Yeah.
So one day they just wake up and they look down and there's blood coming out of their vagina and they're like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of what we're trying to do is just say, hey, like people deserve to have education around this.
Yeah.
And there's an example in Florida. There's a piece of legislation that just went into effect that bans the topic of periods from being taught in schools before 9th grade.
Yeah.
In public schools. And like, that's a really big issue because people are getting periods well before 9th grade.
Oh.
So did you learn about periods in school?
Yes.
Yeah.
In Japan, maybe 10 years old, but boy,
yeah, boys
and girls is separate. So the boys don't know the period.
Yeah. And I think so much of what we're trying to do is just say, like, everybody should talk about it. And we at August are very gender and trans inclusive too. So knowing that girls can get periods, but so can trans men, right? Or people who are non-binary, who have a uterus, have a vagina, or assigned female at birth, but might identify with a different gender. And so when we talk about periods, we don't actually say, like, feminine hygiene, women and girls. We just say, like, people with periods, menstruators, to be very gender inclusive.
Oh, wow. What are the products your company makes?
August, we make tampons and pads. So our pads are known to be a lot more sustainable, less plastic, more comfortable.
Nice.
And our tampons are just more comfortable as well. And we actually don't charge the tampon tax wherever possible when people order from our website. And we launched this new program where if someone buys, we just launched in Target, in Target stores. So if someone buys August tampons or pads, if they get charged the tampon tax, they can text us a picture of their receipt and we will Venmo reimburse them back for any tax that they get charged. So a lot of what our goal is just to, like, try to really, you know, make sure that we're taking a stand against the tampon tax in a meaningful way. And yeah, it's been really fun. I started this like 3 years ago when I was a junior in college. And now I'm post-grad, which is fun. And yeah, the company's just been growing and it's been really fun.
Wow, you're a hero.
What?
Because the tax is so high.
Yeah, it can go up to like 11%.
Oh my gosh. Japan, we have so many pot.
Well, yeah, because I mean, that's a really big, like, cultural stigma that varies around the world where, like, inserting something. Do you use tampons?
Sometimes.
I feel like even in some of my cousins or like my friends who are from Japan or anything, like, they were taught that using a tampon is like slutty, is like, you know, taking your virginity or like something that's more risque. And like, if you're sexually active as a young person, like, it's associated in this weird way with like sexuality. So for us, it's just like, no, like, virginity is a social construct and like we can use tampons and it helps us be more active.
Yeah. My mother is not using the tampon, only pad.
Why?
I don't know.
You never asked?
No. I didn't know how to using tampons. But yeah, 3 years ago, I got the tampon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I brought you some.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I can teach you how to use a tampon.
Can I see?
Yeah. I brought you. You can have this bag too.
Oh.
This is my book. You can have that.
Oh my gosh.
And I
so
only had an
cute
open box because I'm also on my period, so I used one.
Oh my God, this is your book.
But we brought, like, look, a bunch of tampons so we can teach you.
Oh my God. Oh, hold on, hold on. That's so cute.
Aren't they so cute?
Look at this. Oh my gosh. The color is so cute.
Yeah, we're trying to make it look like more cute and fun. And like on social media, we just like try to make periods really fun.
Yeah. Maybe Japanese style is very serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like just don't talk about it.
Yeah. Please teach me
how to use one.
Yes.
No one's ever taught you how to use a tampon?
Sometimes I search in on YouTube, like TikTok, but yeah.
Okay. So you just, when you use a tampon, and this is part of we want everybody to know, you basically like open it like a popsicle.
Yeah.
And then you can hold it with your first and your third finger.
Okay.
And it's small, right? It's like a finger.
Okay.
So if you've ever stuck a finger up there, it's not that scary. Like that. And then you push it through. This stays. And then you take this out.
Yeah.
Then it soaks up all the blood. And then when you're done, you just go like that.
Wow! That's easy!
And that's how you use a tampon.
But sometimes it's so hard. Maybe my vagina is so deep. I don't know.
No.
Because my hand is always gets dirty.
Yeah,
my
that's okay.
Hand gets, oh, Everybody?
Yeah.
Oh!
Like if you get blood on your hand.
Yes, yes.
That's okay.
Oh, that's okay.
Do you just wash your hands after?
Oh! Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. It just means you have a heavier flow. And that's why this one is for heavier super tampon.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay. It's easy.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, people get scared about the size of it, right? But it's like, mm-hmm. it's like a size finger. Of a finger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on TikTok and... Mm-hmm. I have an alter ego.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Called the Period Fairy, where I just dress up, go to music festivals, yeah. and I like dress up and show off my pad and like be really sexy about my period and just, you know, own it and try to make it really
so
fun.
Cute.
Like walk around in public. Like imagine if you performed and your tampon string was hanging out.
Yes, different Ari. Yeah.
It would be legendary.
If you, the fairy, yeah, go to the fest, mm-hmm. right? How do the reaction?
Most people are just, you know, they're surprised. Mm-hmm. But I will meet a lot of people who either recognize me and mm-hmm. maybe they need a tampon or a pad. So I go around, I give out tampons and pads.
Yeah.
And especially at music festivals, you know, where there's camping, mm-hmm. they don't have a lot of period products available.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, part of what we're trying to do is work with festivals directly to have them stock period products for guests too.
Oh my gosh.
But there's a lot of hate on social media because some people think it's really gross and yeah.
But yes, some people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah. Japanese pad and US the pad.
Mm.
Yeah. So different.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like indifferent because of how it feels or?
Yes, feel.
Yeah.
Feel is so different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, I don't really know how the pads are there. I think a lot of pads, they use a lot of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think a lot of what we're trying to do is take out the plastic, have it be a lot more comfortable and more absorbent too.
Yeah. This is 100%
organic cotton.
Organic cotton.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm glad.
I love it. My period, so heavy. And I always wearing the pad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes my pussy is... I get a rash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's...
But organic is so good.
But also, our pads are hypoallergenic. So there are some where there's a lot less any sort of external chemicals, harmful chemicals, mm-hmm. to create irritation.
Mm-hmm.
So if something's scratching, you're moving around.
Yeah.
It can cause more irritation. But that's also... Tampon is from like chafing.
Mm-hmm.
If you use a tampon and just string is coming out, it's less chafing.
I see. You are always only tampons?
In the day, yeah.
Eh? Oh my gosh, but you're wearing white pants.
Yes.
Genius. Oh, I didn't know that.
Just, you know, it won't leak right now. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
Okay, I try next month. Eh? Is everybody like that? Only tampons?
No, everybody is different.
Mm.
I would say internationally, pads are way more popular because of, you know, kind of just the stigma around inserting anything.
Yeah.
But I would say in the US, tampons are more and more popular because I find it easier to work out with this, right? And I put it in. The only thing hanging out is just the string.
Yeah.
So I don't feel it. I forget I'm on my period.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And can just like, you know, keep working out, keep doing things. Yeah.
I don't know everything.
No, but that's why we want to have conversations because we like over half the global population will get a period and it makes human life possible. And there's a big lack of education around it.
Yes. Sometimes the maybe long time using. Sometimes shock.
Yeah, there's the toxic shock syndrome.
Yes, yes, yes.
But that's really a risk if you're keeping it in for long time.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But if you change it at least every 8 hours, you'll be okay.
It's safe, right? Oh, okay. You are so great because you started 16.
Yeah.
Right? Do you have a dream?
Oh, do I have a dream?
Do you have a dream?
I just finished college. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm excited to just be done with school.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we make tampons and pads right now. Mm-hmm. I would love to work on products for people with even heavier flows. And I want to work on products that are mm-hmm. even more sustainable. So as we start thinking about future product development, whether that be in menstrual cups or like reusables. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're only shipping in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And so maybe we go global at some point. So
please. Yeah.
So I hope there's a lot more. I think we're just starting. We're still itty bitty baby company. And yeah. I hope we can keep growing there.
Yes, please. Yeah. Everybody loves this design and the way you think.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I don't think everybody loves it, but I appreciate that.
Maybe Japan, the product, the period product is, the organic is maybe one.
Mm.
Only recently.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 years
But that's
ago.
Why the more we talk about it, the more we can push the industry to be better.
Yeah. Yes, please. Maybe the period talk is very sensitive. But now Japan is changed.
Yeah.
But more, maybe long.
Yeah.
Maybe you make the tampon fashion.
Tampon fashion?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've worn decorated these and do earrings.
So
I've done those.
Cute.
Yeah. Just to, you know.
Yeah, the tampon necklace.
Yeah.
Yeah, tampon.
Yeah.
Earrings. So cute.
Yeah.
Wow. You are making change. The generation.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back. Come join Nam Takes America as a guest. Tell me something about America I should know, or just something fun about your life. More info on NaomiTakesAmerica.com.
She's so funny and she's so genius. Yeah.
Yeah, Nadia was awesome. And you know that she's a Harvard grad too.
Oh, same.
Same.
Yeah, wow, Harvard. Oh, very good courage, right?
Amazing university.
Yeah, me too. I'm from, Harvard. And she's skin is very smooth.
Her skin was so
very smooth.
She's also really young.
Yeah, oh, okay.
But so you could tell that she's, you know, very intelligent and full of energy, right?
Yeah. And business idea is suddenly appeared.
Yeah, it suddenly appears, but it's hard to make it into something.
Yes,
you know?
And action is very important.
Right, because you could think of something, but it's hard to, take it into action and make things actually happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, she's so good.
Yeah, it was great. Great energy.
Yeah, great energy. Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. Follow me on Instagram at WatanabeNaomi703 for update. And don't forget to rate and review the show. Talk to you next week.